Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
7:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. You know, I can't see out the windows. Not because it's not open.
You can't. Nope.
Bother me a little bit.
Yeah, good.
We're talking Ravens. Shiloh, West Baltimore. What's up, Shiloh?
Hey, Rob.
Yes, sir.
Let me roll these windows up real fast.
Yeah, go, you
roll
go ahead.
Let me roll these windows
you got
up.
Me on hold.
Come on, good morning, to everybody. Good morning. Let me turn the reef off on the truck real fast. Hold
on. How you do that,
let me turn the reef off.
All right.
Hey, Rob, real fast. Hold up, man. Let me put this on real.
Yeah,
hey,
real quick.
Hey, now real quick. Now seriously. Now look, Rob. Now I heard somebody call. I ain't gonna call no names, right? But I heard somebody call in and say what the fans shouldn't say when they call in. Hey, Rob. Last time I checked. It's a sports radio show, right? Everybody got an opinion.
We don't have no problem with you, man. Just keep it moving. Go ahead.
Let me say this, right? How about, I mean, to be honest with you, if everybody's saying, well, he only a special team, I feel like he's limited what he put out there as far as a head coach. And I say that because, look, it's been too many times where I know for a fact that we have been a better team on the field, and we have lost under his leadership.
Hold up, Shiloh, real quick. I couldn't hear you. Did you say my name again? Did I miss it?
I ain't said that.
Okay,
you
right,
don't
go
hear
ahead,
me
go
when
ahead,
I say your name.
Go ahead,
what
go ahead,
I'm saying is, look, hey, Rob.
Yes, sir.
Ring the bell. I'm about to say your name. hey, come here. I'm trying to get this out. Come here.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I'm not stopping you.
Real fast, Rob. Look, it's been. Hey, Jeremy, you hear me out, real fast,
real
right?
I got you. I'm listening.
Too long. This guy has been. What you say, Miss? 18 years. He's been a coach, so he got to be a coach. It don't mean that he's a good coach because he's been here 18 years. It just means the Ravens has been winning. But Rob, the most important thing is this, though.
Uh-huh.
Why does every time? Like when we win against Tennessee, lost in the playoffs. Win against Kansas City in the championship, lost against the playoffs. Lost against Kansas City, lost against Kansas City at the beginning of the year, lost against Buffalo. It's like every time we play, not saying that we ain't have a good year that year, where we were smashing everybody. Okay, let's go to the side for a second. I'm talking about when it's on the line and we need this team to go further. I don't think this guy can get it done, Rob. Telling you, man.
Hey, I'm not arguing that, Shiloh, at all. What I'm saying is to say he's just a special teams coach. Those are two different conversations. If you're saying that he's not the coach to get you over the hump, okay, I'm not going to argue that. I'm just saying I don't like when people say he's just a special teams coach. No, after 18 years, you're more than a special teams coach. Man, we go from the frying pan to the fire.
Real quick.
Rashawn.
Man, how can I follow up on that one?
You can't.
But
just be real quick.
All right, listen, man. Listen. So, Rob, I think that was you that mentioned this like a while ago. You said
you don't get the bell.
Would you want to be that? Would you want to be that guy that get rid of Harbaugh and bring in a new coach, and in the next season we go 5-whatever, right?
Right.
You feel me? And everybody upset and mad because I was on the Sean and RJ show in Dallas yesterday. Right.
I didn't know who that is. But go ahead.
105.3 a fan, you know, it's like y'all version of y'all, but they a little bit better.
Ain't no version of us. Ain't no version of us.
So, yeah. All right, listen. So I asked him a question about Harb.
What RJ say?
What'd he say?
What RJ say?
I just freed him up so he can call him up. He said it a little bit better. That's messed up. I just figured give you time to call him up.
That's messed up.
A little bit better.
But by the way, you do know there is the chance that you could get rid of a coach and then, I don't know,
do better.
Get better too? That's the other side of it?
I just said that's my fear.
I got you.
And by the way, I thought the hilarious thing, the funniest thing of the show today was when Shallow said, Jeremy, listen up. Jeremy can't help but listen. You see no satellites on the side of his head?
Hey, real quick. Ed, don't let him talk about. Joe, did you hear him talking about me? Real quick, did you let me finish, man?
Shiloh's the best.
The best thing was when we found out he hears the bell.
You ain't hit the bell. Hold on, you're in on the joke?
Antonio and Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, babe.
Yeah, babe.
Yeah, babe. Is the Ravens-Chiefs game a letdown with how bad they're both doing so far this season? And you guys have a wonderful day.
You have a wonderful day, too.
I mean, I think it's a letdown. I don't mind sitting here and divulging what I think early on in this game, because with the injuries, and again, if a couple of these guys are healthy, hats off to you. I already thought this was a tough game going into it. With your, again, I've called it the house of horrors for the Ravens. What can go wrong will go wrong. Oh, what's that? He didn't get his toe down? You lost by a half an inch? Sounds like my wife.
Well, let's be honest. A half inch?
A couple.
All right. Yeah. I got
but,
it.
But the point is, like, you haven't had the type of success you want there. So you already have, you know, the proverbial monkey on your back as you're going in. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, well, where do we go from here? You have to win to get that to stop. Don't look at me like that, Rob. And then on top of it, I can't even finish it the way he's looking at me. Can I finish?
Go ahead.
Real quick, Rob. Let me finish here. God, real quick. Ed, so real no, but the point is, it was already going to be a tough game. You have another team that we all think is going to be good or was going to be good in the Chiefs. They've got some issues. But it looks like their issues aren't as bad as some of the issues we're seeing on the defensive side in Baltimore.
Ain't no lie. You know how sometimes when baseball, when you're in a slump, you need to face bad pitcher.
Yeah. Slump buster.
Just the bad pitch. Or, you know, you're different slumps. You go to the bar.
Yeah.
That's a different topic. Chris in Parkville. What's up, Chris?
Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
I had I wanted to make a point and then ask you guys a question. A lot of people are jumping, especially on Lamar after the past game against the Lions, and about running and everything. The Lions did a great job of just pinching the pocket. So there was really there wasn't a whole lot of options for Lamar at that point.
That's Chris, I didn't think it was a lot of running lanes, especially up the middle against the Lions.
Yeah, they just did a good job. They did what the Ravens usually do to other teams. They just bullied them, and a lot of people just jumping on Lamar, but I wanted to pose a question to you guys, too. There's been a history of the Ravens having problems with in-game adjustments and also penalties and, like, delay of game and so forth. And I was wondering, do you think it's possible that John Harbaugh is filtering plays and if that's the symptoms of that? But you guys have a great day.
He's doing what? Chris?
What is that, filtering?
Filtering plays, you said?
Yeah.
He's saying that he's getting the plays from the offensive coordinator and then taking them out and only giving certain ones to Lamar.
I don't think so.
Heard someone say that he doesn't know anything about other than special teams. I can't stand the callers the last 2 days. It's so contradictory all the time. In the last 2 years, we've sat here and said that John Harbaugh deserves to be coach of the year like 4 or 5 times.
Yeah, but coach of the years get fired all the time.
I totally understand that. But we can't go back and forth between saying he sucks and then ball washing him. If you just don't like him because he said you sit at the end of the bar, then I'm sorry. You just don't like him.
I got news for you. I ain't washing his balls for anything. Is that what you? Where do you throw the ball?
You know, you gotta take care of them.
Ball washing.
Where the hell did the show go?
I love it. A caller calls in. It's just like, hey, I want to call in, be a part of the show, and I'm so excited to call the show. I listen to every morning. Here's Joe. Stupid ass callers.
Lamar's only beaten Mahomes once, but the game is still built as quarterback versus quarterback. Is this the rivalry that never was? We'll talk about that at 7:45. But on the other side here, we're giving out shovels.
Yeah, we are. I'm giving it to Charlie Sheen's math skills.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 425-83-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS. 105.7 The Fan. Shovels next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're giving out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on X, Twitter, and Norris. We'll get you a shovel.
Charlie Sheen. I mean, look, he's nuts, but he's very entertaining. I used to always marvel at the fact that, like, two of the Beatles are dead and the Rolling Stones are alive and, you know, like, Keith Richards is still rolling on. Mm-hmm. Now I think it's Charlie Sheen. I mean, the guy's, you know, so much coke, he was shut off by a cartel. Just, like, instead of bringing hookers home to his wife and stuff. Well, anyway, he's on a podcast. He tells Logan Paul that he had sex with 47,000 women.
Nice.
Since losing his virginity at the age of 15.
Wow. To a prostitute,
hooker,
right?
Yes, yeah. A hooker, yes. My only problem with this, I don't really care.
Hooker, I don't remember paying. No.
But no, 47,000 women.
Has he lived that long?
No, that's the problem. He's lose your virginity at 15. He's 60. That's 45 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you had sex with one woman a day, every day since you were 15, that's 16,425 women.
You gotta
understand. That's why I sit here
he's partying with.
Hang on.
Yeah.
He hasn't been conscious for most of his life.
Winning.
He'd have to have three women a day every single day for 45 years to get to that number.
Okay, what if he had five women a day for less than that?
He didn't.
Okay.
It's like he's just out of his freaking mind. Out of his mind. But, and you know, again, we'll marvel, we'll pay him, we'll stick
it. We love watching people destroy themselves.
It just fascinates me. I guess it's the world, not even this country. You know, Charlie Sheen is heroic to us. Bonnie Blue is wonderful. Like,
she needed the money.
What are we doing? Like,
and Jeremy?
Yeah.
I think what we're seeing here is Ed is upset that Charlie Sheen is challenging his number. And Will Chamberlain's.
Well, that's Ed's number in this building.
All righty.
Have you watched the documentary on him yet? The two-part series?
On Ed?
Neil Shaw. No.
Is that what it means by yes. In the hole?
Yeah. That's way down in the hole.
Way down the hole. Yeah.
That's a triple entendre for Ed.
Hey, what's on your mind, Jeremy? Who gets your shovel?
Yeah, my shovel's going to this woman on a flight. Couldn't shut her mouth. Kept threatening the stewardesses. So they did what they've done before. They duct taped her ass to the seat.
Did they?
Yeah. I mean, what do you, like, you're
good.
What do people think's going to happen when you react a certain way? Like, you're being crazy on a plane. You're doing something. Like, you know what you should and shouldn't do. And it's okay. Like, if you get frustrated, somebody brought a crying baby on. But you know what you have to do at that point?
What?
You got to deal with it.
Yeah.
What are they going to do? Put the baby in the back?
You don't try to open the exit door.
Yeah.
Yeah, which we've had people do.
But they duct taped her ass. Could you imagine being in a flight just duct taped to your seat?
Everybody watching you, looking at you, laughing at you.
The whole time.
Man.
Give it a wet willies the whole flight.
My shovel goes to Gene. Gene is a dude who says analytics have ruined baseball. So information has ruined baseball. Well, analytics came along and just like within the last 10 or 15 years, no, they did not. No, they did not. If you listen to Jim Palmer enough, he tells a story of when Davey Johnson tried to instill analytics and have it influence Earl Weaver making the batting order. And it had Davey Johnson batting in a very productive order, part of the order, and Earl Weaver wasn't having it. Analytics have been around forever. It's just that when you talk about information, Jeremy, information changes based on the technology that's provided to you. So when you didn't have all this technology back 30 years ago, naturally analytics weren't what they are now. So you want baseball to not use the technology that is at their fingertips when everybody else does. Yeah. All the rest of the world uses technology to help them do their job, but you don't want baseball to do it.
To your point, I was listening to a guy go off about batting average, talking about Cal Raleigh, and he's like, he can't be the MVP with this batting average. And then I'm sitting here going, that's great and all that you still like batting average, and it is. It's a good stat. But if you have a better statistic, which is on base percentage, why wouldn't you use that? Because a walk is the same thing as a hit. The goal is to get on base. And again, when you're looking at on-base percentage, to me, that's a more telling stat of who you are. Then you add it into slugging and you get your OPS.
I like OPS.
More important statistics than RBI. RBI, like, if you want to talk about that, like, you need a runner in scoring position.
You need people to do their job before you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You control what you can control.
Luis Arraez has 3 batting titles. He's also played on 3 teams. He's only 28 years old. Why? Because while his career batting average is .316, his career on-base percentage is only .363, which is...
I'm surprised it was even that high.
Exactly. If batting averages were what they were in the past, Luis Arraez would have been an MVP candidate. And the highest he's ever finished was 8th. That's back in 2023 when he batted .354, which was the highest batting average of his entire career. Who talks about Luis Arraez as a batting champion? No, I mean, as an MVP. No one.
Nobody.
Because he's not productive enough. His career high in RBI, 69. That was the same year he batted .354. Batting averages just aren't as I'm not saying they're not important. I'm just saying they're not as important as it used to be. Wanda in Randallstown, what's going on this morning?
Hey, good morning, guys. I've been listening today, and since Sunday, everybody's been getting on the defense.
Hey, Wanda, could you do me Wanda, can you do me a favor? Is there any way you can take it off speakerphone? Because you're echoing badly.
Is that better?
Much better. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So everybody's been getting on the defense about losing this game Sunday and losing to Buffalo. My thing is, I feel like the offensive line specifically, is just as culpable. I mean, Lamar's been sacked, 13 times in the past 3 games? 7 times Sunday, 3 times against the Browns, 3 times against Buffalo. They aren't opening any holes for Henry or Hill. So why aren't they getting just as much blame for us losing these games because we can't produce any offense if you can't run and Lamar's getting chased all over the city? So that's all I have to say. I just think they should be just as responsible.
Thank you very much, Juan. Have a good day. Let's go to Brandon, who's been waiting patiently in Baltimore. What's up, Brandon?
What's up, fellas? As usual, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
Man, sometimes these callers, I'm like Joe this morning. I listen, and I'm just like, dude, are you watching the games? In the last 5 years, this defense, the offensive line, has not been great. If number 8 does not put the cape on almost every Sunday, this is a losing team. I don't know what these guys are watching. And a couple of weeks ago, Rob, you stole my thunder and I couldn't get in the call. But I think with Harbaugh, you can't suck for 3 quarters, win and be up that big for 3 quarters and be a bad coach. I think that he needs to evolve. He's an old school coach. I'm going to run the ball when I have a lead. This ain't 1985. See? You have to keep scoring. And that philosophy is the same thing on defense. You cannot sit back in a prevent. We all know what that means. It's going to prevent you from winning. So I think he has to evolve. As far as the fans and the technology and information and sabermetrics and all sports, we want the whole world to evolve, cars, technology, and everything. But you know what? Sports can't evolve. We can't use information, and we get so mad about it. Like, come on, guys, we got to watch the games, and we have to be realistic about what we're watching. You have almost, you should have a three-time MVP, and somebody's going to call and criticize him. And it's not saying he's not above reproach, but to say that he is in a dog, he doesn't have fire, he doesn't want to win, like, dude, what are you watching? Yeah. That is insane.
That is insane.
And I'm with Joe this morning. Guys, listen, just do some research.
Yeah.
And when you call, try to sound educated and not like a buffoon.
He said it better than I ever could have when he talked about the evolution of Harbaugh. Because what did we say when Greg Roman was here? We get to a certain point with him, we can't get over that.
Right.
Because he's stuck in the offensive passing game is not going to get better under him. It's very elementary.
And I say again, I'm not a big Harbaugh fan. I just don't like people calling in and making stuff up. Speaking of Harbaugh, we'll react to his comments on Matabike. Does it feel we're looking at something that could have him out for a long time? That's what I feel. What about you? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
I would say I am concerned about it, but I'm not really in a position to comment on it right now. I haven't been given the okay to comment on it at this point. So he's not going to play this week, I can tell you that. And we're going to have to see going forward when they know what they need to know.
Oh, man. I don't like the sounds of that. Not getting the answers that I want. I mean, we're getting answers, just not what I want to hear, Ed Norris.
No.
Namdi Matabike.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly not good news. Nothing that you want to hear.
If it was good news, right, they would have already told you.
Yes. True. I don't even know what to think, because the injuries start piling up, and they haven't, God, I hate to say it, they're scoring, you know, a million points a game, but they still don't look good, because the defense is so bad that they're like the Bengals. Like, the Bengals will score 38 points and still lose because the defense was horrific. Now we can't. I can't imagine where that team. I can't.
It's,
Jeremy?
Yeah, I mean, look, the way that it sounds, and from some of the people I've heard from about it, like, I'm wondering if we see him again. You know, this isn't anything to play with. I mean, we've talked about it. It's a neck injury. Your defensive coordinator's career was shortened because of a neck injury. And we've seen this happen with other players. So nobody knows the severity. Like, this is all our speculation, trying to read into what Harbaugh's saying and what other people have said. But yeah, I don't think it looks good on that front. And now there have been people pushing to call the Giants and trade for Dexter Lawrence. And it's, you know, look, I think that's visions of grandeur. But anyway, maybe you see them. I think the more likely move, as someone pointed out, is that maybe they go kick the tires on Calais Campbell again and get him to try to get another run for a possible Super Bowl. But you got to figure more things out before even thinking about that.
I ain't no doubt about that. There's no doubt at all. You've got to. There's no one. I'm not saying someone has to step up to be him, because he's special. But I don't know if there's anyone on your roster right now, Ed, that can do what he does, even a lighter version of it.
Yeah, I don't know either. And, you know, there's some guys that I was looking for to really make a bigger impact this year and really shore up the defensive line. It just looked terrible. I don't know how else to say it. I'm not used to seeing them. Even when the pass defense last season, the pass defense was bad first half of the year. I don't think the run defense was that bad, if I remember. The pass defense looked terrible. You know, confused, receivers wide open. We still have that. But now you've got a team that can't stop the run. And I don't remember a Ravens team that couldn't stop the run.
Yeah, me either.
I mean, I'm sure there's one or two in the history, but boy, that's something that's been their hallmark, is that you can't run on this team. And I was just expecting more things from Travis Jones, and now but Matabike, of course, is the anchor, but he's hurt. Peebles is someone I like, you know, and there's Peebles.
Can Peebles get injured Monday?
He's not listed as, but
okay,
he may have. But it's just, they haven't looked good, period. I don't know how to say it.
And Jeremy, in reference to Campbell, I mean, what are you willing to give up for a 39-year-old defensive lineman?
No, you don't give up much. But it's, again, you're bringing in something that maybe another team wouldn't. wouldn't need at that point in time or trying to find depth. And, you know, it does become one of these points, too, where
Cardinals going to ask for something. They're contending.
But again, I don't know. That's what people are. They're pointing out the fact of the type of player you would get. Arizona's in it right now. So it's not like they're going to all of a sudden just start shipping pieces away. But you got to figure something out. And you know, the trade deadline comes up relatively quick and then it goes away. And then your team is what it is. You're picking up veteran free agents if injuries happen or pulling up guys from the practice squad.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. David in Baltimore has a question about the line, but the O-line. What's up, David?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, fellas. Good morning. How y'all doing?
Good morning. How are you?
I got a quick question. The offensive line, this is the same line, minus one guy that Henry almost rushed for 2,000 yards, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So the way to fix this is just have patience. I think they're going to be okay. I think this can be fixed for the offensive line and Lamar getting protection that he needs. So just have patience. Last year we started off 0-2, and look what we did. So even if we start off next lose Sunday and go 1-3, I still think the Ravens can run, get on a good run.
Let me throw this at you, David. And this is how the NFL changes. This is the same offensive line that Derrick Henry almost ran for almost 2,000 yards for. But you know what other teams did between last year and this year? They watched film. They made adjustments. That's what they did. Just because you were successful at doing something 1 year doesn't mean you can come back the next year and do the same thing. We saw Lamar evolve over his career. He's not the same quarterback that he was last year, nor the year before, nor the year before. So we don't know whether this offensive line, from a coaching standpoint, has made the necessary adjustments, because other teams aren't just going to sit back and let you do exactly what you did to them last year.
So what I'm saying is they stock in their box with 8 or 9 people. So why Lamar just can't hit the outside receiver when they do that?
That's a good. Well, what if there's not that's not in the game plan? I can't just throw it out there. You know, I mean, that's my point. That's why we're asking questions about the coaching. That doesn't fly with me. This is the same offensive line that was successful last year. Okay. So now NFL teams have adjusted. So now what do we do? That doesn't fly with me. You know what I mean? Just because you were successful 1 year doesn't mean you'll be successful the next.
No.
Unless you keep making adjustments. You got to keep evolving and adding on.
It is kind of shocking, though. It's pretty much the same roster.
Ricard.
Well, yeah, Ricard's a huge loss, but Henry didn't have Ricard, you know, game one. So I agree, he's a huge loss.
And that's the thing, though. Hey, think about that. They were successful game one and then no more. Why? Mm-hmm. Because somebody watched film. Somebody made some adjustments to the offensive line or on the offensive line. And so now what are the Ravens going to do? 410-583-1057 is the number. World of Stupid at 815. But on the other side, Lamar has only beaten Patrick Mahomes once, so why is this being called a rivalry? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
In the past.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, you can't bring what happened back whenever when, you know, to this year. We just got to lock in on what's ahead right now, you know, just getting better in practice, watch film on those guys, watch ourselves, self-scout ourselves, just get after it come Sunday.
You know, it's funny. We went into week one. Everyone's trying to convince people that the Ravens-Bills were a rivalry. But then we said, well, it can't be a rivalry with the Chiefs because we only beat them one time. How many times have you beaten the Bills?
Is it once?
So who's the robbery?
I don't know. I don't know what the answer is.
So the same way you justified it, the Chiefs aren't a robbery, I'm going to ask you what makes the Bills a robbery. The fact that you face them a lot?
No, I mean,
Maryland used to face Duke a lot.
Right.
You know, it wasn't a robbery.
Don't they have to rival your back?
Exactly. They had to circle their calendar against you as well. Yankees Orioles are a robbery. That's cute.
Again, yeah, you're right. I lived in New York for 40 years. They never talked about the Orioles. It was always the Red Sox.
Yeah.
Only the Red Sox.
Well, they'll be talking about us now. Screw them.
I just, you know,
Lamar's 3-2 versus the Bills.
He's 3-2? Okay. Yeah. All right. He's only has one win against the Chiefs.
Yeah.
So his only two losses against the Bills are postseason.
Oh, and this one in the regular season.
So
maybe they're not counting the postseason games.
Or maybe that's before he lost this season. What is that dated?
I mean, it's stat news, so it refreshes every day.
Yeah. So maybe they're not counting. I didn't think he played it five times in a regular season.
Five times in a regular season.
Really?
So you got to go back, though. Once in 2018, once in 2019, 2022, 2024, 2025. He won in 19.
He played the end of the game in 2018.
Flacco blew them out. It was like 41-3 or something.
I'm just telling you what he said. Well,
we don't like it.
Count.
We don't like your information.
You don't
Jeremy.
Have to like it. It's correct.
It's just statistics.
Yeah. Get over yourself.
So he's 3-2 in the regular season, 0-2 in the postseason.
I mean,
he only has one overall win against the Chiefs.
It should be 2-2 because you're right. He came in at the end of that game.
So 2-2.
Yeah.
So 2-4. And he's 1-1 against the Chiefs.
But again, with the games that they've had, they've been these close, crazy games, which I do think constitutes a rivalry. Even though the Chiefs have been beating up on the Ravens when they've gone there, or I shouldn't even say beating up, but they found ways to win.
Yeah, I don't think they beat them up.
I think these games have been relatively close, and you find yourself at the short end of the stick there.
Ravens don't get beaten up too much by anybody.
Because I think it's fair when you go back and you talk about Maryland fans wanted Duke to be their rival. And for about 3 to 4 years, or maybe even a little bit longer than that, maybe it was. But they were beating the crap out of you for a long period of time.
Yeah.
And then when you get to the Yankees and Orioles, I mean, how many times were we going, ooh, we went 2-16 against them last year? That happened quite a bit.
I remember the year that Maryland fans tried to convince us they were rivals against Duke because we faced them in the Final Four. I think we were 1-3 against them that year. I don't know if that, just because they beat us in 60 seconds doesn't mean that's a rivalry. I think if you're saying, Jeremy, competitive games, competitive, meaningful games make you a rival, then the Chiefs and Ravens are a rival.
I think it's... Well, I mean, it's all in what you want to make it. It's your perspective.
I want to make it a rivalry.
Because, like, Browns fans hate the Ravens, but are the Browns our rivals?
No.
But they would probably look at the Ravens as their rivals.
I think you throw in the fact that Lamar Jackson won an MVP when they thought their quarterback should have. You know, like, same thing that happened here with Buffalo. I think the fact that they came here and won the AFC Championship game. I think there's certain landmarks, Ed, sport landmarks, that I'm sure Kansas City circles the calendar when they bought AFC the Baltimore Ravens.
I would hope so, honestly. I mean, think, you know, anybody should. I would assume everybody does that. Well, at least they should. This team has a lot of problems, but they still have a lot of talent. If they get their act somewhat together, they're tough for anybody. Look, you've lost to two of the best teams in football so far this year. Not excusing it, because I think you should have beaten them. You should have beaten the Bills for sure. I don't know what the hell happened with the Lions. But they're still a good football team. I just don't know what happened. They look like I don't know about you guys. I saw them early in the game. I was talking to my son. We watched it again. I'm like, they look flat.
Against the Bills?
Yeah, it's the Lions.
Lions, yeah.
I'm like, they just look flat. It just doesn't look good. And sure enough, they were flat for four quarters. I don't know what it was. They didn't have it. Whatever the it is, they just didn't have it that night. I'm like, this is not looking good.
Yeah, they still scored 30.
Yeah. Yeah.
410-583-1057, that's the number. So you're saying that this is a rivalry?
Lamar, Pat Mahomes?
Yes.
No.
Jeremy?
100%.
100% yes?
Yeah.
I'm with you on that.
It's a rivalry.
I think it's just as much of a rivalry as the Bills.
I just think they make it a rivalry because Lamar is, he's a two-time MVP. Was Mahomes three-time, whatever.
Mahomes won twice?
Twice, I think, and he's a couple Super Bowls.
Yeah.
So I think they make it. Because until you can beat the Chiefs on a consistent basis, I don't see it as a rivalry.
It's perspective, though. Like, I'll give you a boxing reference. Wouldn't Jake LaMotta consider Sugar Ray Robinson his rival, even though, 1-5 against him?
Yeah.
You know, but Sugar Ray probably like, yeah, come on, man. I beat that white boy's ass every time I face him.
Every time, yeah.
Yeah. And again, like, I just think it's the perspective of the person. Like, we could sit here and say, yeah, it's a rivalry. It's a hammer and a nail rivalry. But I don't think it's been that.
Is Penn State Maryland rivalry? Because they tried to make that one.
I don't think that's even close. I don't think it's close, though. Yeah. But see, I think more than us and more than Kansas City guys trying to make it a rivalry, I think the national media is who tries to make it a rivalry.
They've taken the three best teams in the AFC
right.
and trying to make them all rival each other.
When's the last time those two played at a 1 o'clock regional game? Mm-hmm. Chiefs and Ravens. They don't play 1 o'clock regional games, no, man.
And they're not going to.
Let's go out to the phone lines. Let's go get Diesel in D.C. What's up, Diesel?
Hey, what's up, man?
How you doing, man?
Ain't nothing, man. Look, I'm going to tell y'all like this. Anytime somebody keep handing you the business, you automatically put them in a rival perspective, for real. And that's what they doing to the Ravens. They hand y'all the business a lot, so of course you're going to look at them like a rival. You want back at them. You want that back in blood, champ, when they keep on spilling you over like that. You hear me?
He ain't wrong.
So that's where the rival mentality come with. They keep handing you the business. So you got to put them in a rival perspective. And that's where anybody, especially if they know they're supposed to be better than you anyway because they got more ships than you and all that, you hating. So, yeah, you got to put them in the right perspective, Slim.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate that.
I love the perspective there.
Let's go to Greg in Columbia. What's up, Greg?
I was being serious.
Hey, good morning. This is how I look at it. The Ravens, similar to the Orioles, we have had great teams that have that have helped these other teams get over the top. The Orioles, since the 70s, the Yankees and the Red Sox have benefited from playing against the Orioles. We give them competition that we don't usually come out on top, but we're giving them good enough competition to be good enough teams to win the World Series. Same the Orioles. I mean the Ravens. We play these teams like the Chiefs. Particularly the Chiefs have come.
Greg, what you calling? You calling us the practice squad?
We're like sparring partners that make champions out of the people, but we're good enough to win ourselves.
Man, nobody's trying to hear that. Nobody's trying to hear that. No. He just called us the practice squad.
That man just poured his heart and soul in that call, and you just said, ain't nobody trying to hear that.
Man, rebrew. Rebrew, bruh. Man, you want to get called to practice? Look, we're not good enough, but we prepped them to win championships. What, you the fluffer?
When did we get our ring?
Oh.
What's a fluffer, Rob?
Just saying.
Joe, do you know the definition?
A fluffer, Rob.
Yeah, what is it? I've never heard that word before. Can you explain it?
I'm not familiar with that term.
What time is it?
Word of stupid at 8:15, but on the other side, week 4 picks up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.